Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Liggins with you. Rob Gronkowski has the Chiefs winning on Sunday. He was on Kay Adams' show up in Adams. I'm actually going with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to pull it off and win by 4. Okay. Bold. Love that theory. Would not be mad about that whatsoever, if I'm being honest.
Win by 4, that means down by 3 with 90 seconds left, and Patrick Mahomes leads them down the field. Yeah,
well, then you don't win by 4, though. Then you only win by 3 because you don't need to kick the extra point.
I was saying they leave them some time, maybe.
Because I envisioned that. They score with zeros on the clock.
Yeah, that's
last
true.
Play
that's
touchdown,
fair.
They win. Oh, God. What do you do
speak
if you're Buffalo?
Into existence.
Last play of the game, Patrick Mahomes hits Travis Kelce in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown.
I'm trying out a new sport for a minute.
I'll piss myself.
I mean, if you're Buffalo at that point in time, do you just contract? Do you say, the hell with the new stadium, we're done?
Done.
Seriously.
Does the clock tick 0, you said?
Yeah, as the clock hits 0, the last play of the game, like they snap it with 2 seconds left because they spiked it at like the 11-yard line, and you've got 2 seconds left, one final play, you're at the 11, you're down 3.
See, they would kick it, and they'd play for OT. So, I mean, I hate to be the party
down 4.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I was just saying, they're down 3. Ball's the 11. There's 2 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Harrison,
right.
let's do this again.
No, you're right about that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, they probably kick it there and head to overtime. But no
doubt.
Down 4. No. Yeah. 2 seconds left. 11-yard line. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, touchdown. Chiefs
cover.
Chiefs cover. Chiefs win. Chiefs cover. Everybody has a good time. We all leave Arrowhead excited.
Please.
God. Probably wouldn't make it to the show on Monday. I would actually probably just Uber Monday morning.
I mean, what tells you that it's not going to be some unbelievable ending in this football game, right? There's every game that the Chiefs and Buffalo, for the most part, have played in the postseason has been pretty epic, right? The first one was great because it was our first win and all that kind of stuff, and that was fun. And then
Josh
you beat
Allen
them the 13-second game, then you beat them up in Buffalo in grand fashion, like. Even the regular season games have been very memorable with big plays at the end. Like, this is going to come down to the final couple minutes of the game, you know? And I hate to be the whoever has the ball last because that's so cliche, but that's kind of how this game feels, man. It feels like it's just going to kind of seesaw back and forth, and whoever has the last opportunity to do something is probably going to be the team that, you know, that wins this game. Or maybe the defensive team comes up with a big play and strip sacks the quarterback or something big like that, and the crowd goes wild. Like, I just don't see this being a blowout.
You say it's cliche. The last team or the team that's the ball last will win, but the Chiefs are 3-0 in every single matchup they've had the ball last, right? Like they missed the field goal last year. Chiefs get the ball with 1:43, run the clock out, right?
Yeah.
13-second game, 13 seconds, overtime, game over.
Right.
And then I guess in the AFC Championship game, Allen had the ball, but Chiefs end up getting the ball back, kneel it out, game's over.
Right.
I think the other big deciding factor in this game is defense. And I know the other games in the past have been, I think last year was 27-24. The 13-second game ended up being like 42-38 or something like that. And then the first round matchup, I think, was like 28-38. I think it was a 10-point game, something like that. A lot of points on the board, I think, in all these matchups. But if defense wins championships, speaking of cliches, then the Chiefs have the advantage in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
They have the number one scoring defense. Right. Now, let's
and
not
that's
be,
the only thing that matters.
Let's not be super biased. Buffalo is second in scoring defense.
Well, they're not first.
Yeah, exactly. Buffalo and Josh Allen like to pass the ball. The Chiefs are fifth in passing yards allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Bills are close. They're seventh in passing yards allowed. But on all levels of the defense, I believe this Chiefs team is better. Buffalo's got a decent, good defense. It's not the defense they've had in the past. Now, again, when they were number one in DVOA on both sides of the ball, since they're the number one team because they had the third best defense and the number one offense the year they did the 13-second game, 42 points on the board. So you'd be like, well, defense is irrelevant. Well, that's just two quarterbacks were just born into the league that
defense
night.
Defense was very relevant in the final 13 seconds of that game.
So all levels for the Chiefs defense, in my opinion, call me a homer if you want, are better than in Buffalo's. I think our defensive line is better. I think our linebacking core is better. Some people might disagree with that take. I think the secondary from safeties to corners are better as well. The experience the Chiefs bring into this game with the magnitude this game is on the line, there's a lot of players in this Buffalo team that know what the playoffs are like. This game is different. Buffalo didn't play in this game last year. Buffalo's never won this game against this team in the past. And now you have this young, talented defense that, I mean, they played Josh Allen last time they played and they lost 30-21. Whatever you want to call that touchdown run at the end of the game, fine, whatever. They end up winning by 9. But this is a game in which I think if the defense does, in fact, is the cliche, the defense gets you to where you need to be in the playoffs, the Chiefs do have the upper hand. So if you're looking at this game like, I don't know how to feel, I don't know where to lean, you could start a head coach and quarterback. Obviously, the Chiefs have a slight advantage there, right? Mm-hmm. You would take Andy Reid over McDermott, Mahomes and Allen. You would still take Mahomes over Allen. Defensively, I like the Chiefs' chances on the defensive side because of what they've shown, what they've proven, and what they have.
Well, I think if you're looking at that Buffalo game as a blueprint or a carbon copy or a way to kind of handicap this game, you're doing it the wrong way. That game in Buffalo is totally irrelevant. And so if I hear the talking head say, well, look at what they did against. No, I don't believe Steve Spagnuolo had his best game plan that day. And I don't believe Andy Reid had his best game plan on offense that day either, because they knew this game was going to happen.
And you're also on record saying they kept it evergreen.
Right.
They weren't showing or very vanilla. They weren't. Why? It's week 11.
Why? It's week 11. There's no reason to show anything, especially against a team that you're going to be playing later in the year, whether it's in the divisional round or the championship round.
They scripted this matchup.
You knew you were going to be facing the Buffalo Bills in the postseason. Everybody knew it at that point in time, right? So if you're the Chiefs, right, it'd be nice to win the game. But if you're Buffalo, hey, it feels good to win this game, right? They probably put more out there than the Chiefs did. I mean, just look at their game plan from an offensive standpoint and a defensive standpoint. Very vanilla that day. Very vanilla, very bland that day. And I think that's done with a purpose. Everything that this organization does, from the rug that's down in the locker room to the pads that they're wearing to the food that they're eating, like everything is done with a purpose inside this organization. I don't believe that they went to that Buffalo game saying, all right, let's go and put our best foot forward, show everything to try to win a regular season game, because the regular season for this organization is vastly irrelevant. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's put a vanilla game plan out there. We're not going to show them anything because we know, when we see them in the playoffs, we don't want them to have any tape. And it's going to be a completely different game plan from a defensive standpoint and an offensive standpoint than what you saw against Buffalo. And so when you hear the talking heads going, well, if you go back to week, no, you can't go back to week 11 because week 11 is like, it's totally irrelevant when it comes to this matchup.
Not only that, and of course, it's also irrelevant because of what Sal Capaccio told us yesterday, the sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills.
Here's who the players for the Bills missed and the Kansas City Chiefs missed in the last game. There's five really notable players for each team. For the Bills, Matt Milano, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, and Juwan Smoot. None of them played. For the Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco, Marquise Brown, Jalen Watson, Charles Omenihue, Harrison Butker. I mean, really, like that's a totally different, it's basically 5 out of 11 guys. We want to go one side of the ball there, either way. For the Bills, I think Spencer Brown being out that game was big. Now, listen, Ryan Vandermark did a really nice job, but Spencer Brown is a really good right tackle, guys, and he helps their running game a ton. And one of the biggest differences was the Bills could not run the ball against the Chiefs that game. And, outside of Josh Allen, I think they had less than 3 yards of carry. But the Bills have been very good running the ball most of the year. They've been very good against the two best rush defenses in the NFL the last two playoff games. They did a really good job against the Broncos and the Ravens.
So, again, a lot of players didn't play in that first game. So ironically, mm-hmm. a matchup that we've seen multiple times will be completely different than the last time we've seen it in the most recent period of these two teams playing each other.
Yeah, exactly. And the, you know, as you mentioned, the injuries factor in as well. So that week 11 game, that's like going back and looking at Chiefs Jacksonville in week two of a year ago. You know, like, you might as well go back and look at that game, because that may give you more than what you're going to get and what you're going to take away, you know, from that week 11 matchup. And that's the beauty of Andy Reid, and that's the beauty of, you know, Steve Spagnuolo and these guys. They've been around the block. They understand what to do. They know who the playoff teams are going to be. We're not showing our hand in a regular season game against you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we talk about the guys who are, you know, back and didn't play in that last game. That also means some guys that did play won't be playing, one of which, number 13, Nazi Johnson for the Chiefs, will not see the field nearly as much. Mm-hmm. Targeted.
That's a shame.
Targeted 13 times in that first matchup. He allowed 9 receptions over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Now, he was pretty bad in that game.
He got burnt.
Right?
Yeah, he did. Josh Allen targeted him.
Is he still around? Like, I haven't heard that name mentioned in a while.
He's just not playing. Yeah,
there's a reason why.
I know. I think the last time we heard about Nazi Johnson was Buffalo.
Right. Last time we heard about Ben Maller was last Thursday. That's right. It's Thursday this week, so Ben Maller will join us on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll get to Ben Maller, our guy that joins us every Thursday, brought to you by The Landing and Liberty. Get the Ben Maller chicken fingers. You can get the Bob Fesco pretzel, the Big Bob pretzel.
That's right, Bob's Big Pretzel. Mm. And you can also order Max and Cheese. You know, he's got his dish up there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which you have a dish with just about every restaurant.
Yeah, man. Getting really popular nowadays. Yep.
Every restaurant you go to has got Max dinner item on it, Max and Cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Max. You don't call me that.
We just talking about Randy Johnson in the break, because you said they're retiring Ichiro's number.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, Seattle 51.
Awesome. They should. I was at the J yesterday, and I'm getting ready to work out, and this woman grabs me by the arm, and she goes, I got a question for you.
I'm glad you said by the arm.
Yeah. She says, I tell you what. She grabs me by the arm. She goes, I gotta ask you this.
Same lady from the DMV?
No, different lady. Okay. Yeah, different lady. I'm a hot commodity these days, Dusty, right?
Mm. Could hardly breathe in here with that email.
And so she says
me.
She says she's watching, like, First Take, right? And with Stephen A. Smith. And she looks at me, she goes, I got to ask you this. I said, yeah, what? She goes, do you need 100% of the vote to get into the Hall of Fame?
Oh.
And I said, no, you don't. She goes, then why is everybody making a big deal out of this with this Ichiro thing? I said, because he's one of those guys that literally did deserve 100% of the vote. And if you don't vote for Ichiro, then what are we doing here, right? You're not, it's not a competent baseball person if you didn't vote for Ichiro to be in the Hall of Fame. And I said, no, you only need like 75% of the vote. I said, it's really a shame to see what happened with Ichiro and all this kind of stuff, not getting 100% of the vote, and it's stupid. And I started going off on the guy who didn't vote for Ichiro, and she goes, please, I'm hearing it all from Stephen A. right now.
Shut up, dude.
I'm like, you asked! You got me going on Ichiro yesterday.
And we'll get to Ben here in a second. I will say this. I think it's a story because it was one vote.
That's right.
Like, if it was like he got 96% and like 7 guys didn't vote, then there's some sort of like, you know, oh, okay, well, these 7 guys clearly had an issue. It's one guy.
Right.
It's clearely was discussed, like, hey, we talked about this yesterday. We're all voting Ichiro. Yes, everybody's doing it. And then one guy's like, the hell I am.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm gonna be the guy that messes the whole process up. And again, still, only one person's ever had 100%, I believe it was.
Mariano Rivera, who's now in maybe some trouble.
Or maybe
as
like
well.
Roberto Clemente.
Did
like
you see the Mariano Rivera stuff?
No.
Yeah. Oh, boy, go Google that.
Okay.
It may not be good for Mariano Rivera. It may not be a good situation.
Is he in trouble in Panama?
No, in the United States. Oh. With just look it up.
Okay.
TMZ had it yesterday. It is not good if this is true for Mariano Rivera.
Say he's only one of two pitchers to be from Panama. Do you know who the other one is?
I should know who it is.
Louis
Tion?
Nope.
Who?
Come on, Chin.
Bruce Chin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Those are the only major league pitchers, at least that I had when they were there back in the day.
Do you think, and I thought this yesterday because I wear a tinfoil hat very tight around my head,
mm-hmm.
do you think the one guy didn't vote for him on purpose? Because if he gets 100% of the vote, is anybody talking about the Hall of Fame inductions yesterday? In the midst of the NFL championship weekend.
Yeah, you'd be like, Ichiro, the only second player in the history of baseball to have.
And then you move on. But not having the one guy creates the fire, the brimstorm, the torches and pitchforks and all that kind of stuff, and brings more attention to it. So
I didn't know it was Billy Wagner's eighth attempt to get to the Hall of Fame. I heard that yesterday from Cody and Gold. I was like, damn, eighth time.
Okay. Yeah.
See you in there soon, Beltran, in about 6 years.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, it's finally here. Chiefs and Bills, championship game weekend. Somebody said there may be another game. No one cares about that. Chiefs and Bills, Sunday afternoon, my man. What are you thinking about this one?
Yeah, so I love it from, people think I'm biased here because I come on with you guys every week and I'm like, oh, you're just a, Chiefs guy. I mean, I'm not. I look at this objectively and I have very much enthusiasm. I have a lot of gusto for the Chiefs this week. A revenge game. The Chiefs, obviously at home, it's only, the point spread's only a point and a half. I just think this is going to be I think it'll be close, obviously, but I think the Chiefs will end up winning by around a touchdown by the time it's all done. But I am fascinated by the storyline. I want you to know, Bob and Dusty, we've texted each other, Bob, back and forth about some of the numbers, the penalty numbers. And so I've repeated some of that on my overnight show, and I have had people that have gone bonkers at me because I do not agree with the popular opinion of popular people that there's this bias in favor of the Chiefs, and that's why the Chiefs are winning. There is so much passion out there. This group of people has been empowered with this preoccupation with the referees. It's fascinating to watch how this has played out all week. But as far as the game, of course, I'm loving I can't wait to watch like everyone else. I don't know if you guys are going to the game or not, but I'll be sitting on the edge of my seat. Can't wait for Sunday to get here. It's going to be awesome.
It's crazy that this is their fourth time playing in the playoffs, or fifth time playing, or fourth time, I guess, in the playoffs here. Mahomes 3-0 against Josh Allen. To think that Brady and Manning only played five times in the playoffs together throughout their entire career. And also to think that, like, you spoke earlier this, like, all the legacies and stuff that's in this game. But, like, Mahomes, I think that we forget about, is 29 years old. This is the fourth time he's played Josh Allen, seventh consecutive AFC championship game. Have we gotten numb to the praise of him, or is it still to the point when you hear those sort of numbers and those accolades that you still kind of sit back and think to yourself, like, damn, I mean, what's next?
Well, it's one of those things, Dusty. Remember when Tom Brady was leaving? It was like, well, Mahomes is good, but he's never going to get to Tom Brady's level. Like, no one will ever beat Tom Brady again. And here we are just a couple years later, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. Like, he's on pace not only to tie Tom Brady eventually, but to pass him by. If you look at his age, and really no one in the AFC West, the Broncos had a good year, but I don't think they're on the level with the Chiefs. So it's like all of a sudden he's in this place where he's got a legitimate chance to become the new standard bearer for greatest quarterback of all time, which seemed no chance that would happen even when he was playing against Brady a few times. So that's nuts. But outside Kansas City, I'm, as I mentioned earlier, Dusty, it's just people have this anger. They're very opinionated about the Chiefs, and they don't like it. Like, they're annoyed. The Chiefs have gotten too much attention. It's like Taylor Swift and Kelsey, and they're on TV. Every commercial is with the Chiefs guy, and people are really upset. Like, it's crazy. Like, they're having panic attacks. The Chiefs keep winning.
I don't remember this vitriol like this level for the New England Patriots. And now, maybe obviously we're in a different era where everybody feels they have a say and a voice and an opinion that they have to share on social media, which we didn't have back then with the New England Patriots. But it's almost like they're just digging for something to try to find negative against the Chiefs. And the deeper they dig, the less they find.
Well, plus it's all – well, no, I disagree. I think what you have is you have people that are engagement farming, and they know the way to get a lot of traffic, if you want to intensify, you upset people. So you give them stats. And as I've learned over the years from doing what we do here in talk radio and the TV stuff and all, you can twist numbers, right? You can spin numbers any way you want, and you can find things that will fit your narrative, which is what a lot of people are doing. And so it's pouring gasoline – on the people that have this fixation with the officials affecting the outcome of these games and all that. And like the whole thing with the Patriots back in the day was they're cheating. It was Spygate. It was, this gate, that gate, every gate. Like, that was the issue where people had maladjustment to the Patriots, right? They had some issues there, some phobias with the Patriots. But this is like next level. Like, this is what's going on. Everything's bigger now because of the way social media is these days. But listening to some of the stuff that's being said, and I'm getting, you know, I get a little bit of it, a very small amount via email and social media, and just the passion people have for the games are rigged. Let me ask you. Now, if you were going to rig something, if you're the NFL, wouldn't you do it for the New York market, for the Giants or the Jets, or the LA market? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's where the massive amounts of people are, where they get huge, you know, could get a huge audience. I just don't get it. But hey, people believe it. Once people make their mind up, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because I'll guarantee you guys, this weekend, there'll be some 50-50 calls that'll go the way of the Chiefs, and immediately, what's going to happen, right? People are going to run on like, oh my God, this is terrible. Yet again, the NFL's fixing the game. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The officials in the NFL, I don't know if you know this, are bad. They're bad in every game. They don't know what they're doing.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. And all that being said about the officials and what Dusty mentioned with, you know, the matchup this weekend, I think this is a bigger game for Patrick Mahomes than it is for Josh Allen. I think it's the biggest game that's ever been played at Arrowhead Stadium because the Chiefs have an opportunity to do something that's never been done before. Josh Allen most likely will have another opportunity to get to the Super Bowl. Mahomes and the Chiefs may never have an opportunity to do a three-peat again.
Yeah, no, I would, from that standpoint, yeah. I mean, this is your shot. And, you know, if you, let's say Mahomes only ends up tied with Tom Brady by the time he's done, which would be amazing, right? To be tied with Tom Brady. But if you say, I'm tied with Tom Brady and I am the first one ever to win three Super Bowls in a row, when we know from doing this job over the years, when they brought the salary cap in, what did everyone say? Oh, that's the, we're never going to have another team win, you know, even two in a row. They claimed, and it doesn't happen very often, but the idea that someone went three in a row, it's like there's no way. There's no way that would happen. And yeah, that's the ultimate feather in the cap for the legacy of Mahomes and, you know, and Andy Reid, who's on track, if he can stay healthy, to set the all-time record eventually for wins, because the Chiefs are guaranteed to win, 10, 11, 12 games pretty much every year minimum with Mahomes if he stays healthy. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different variables to this, but yeah, I agree. It's unlikely the Chiefs will be able to win three in a row if they don't win it now. But if they win it this year, can they win a fourth in a row? I mean, where does this end? How many more can they win before somebody beats them?
15.
15.
So let's. I kind of want to flip sides. I'm interested from your approach from like the LA market on this game, because my number one take out of Mahomes and Allen going to Washington and Philadelphia is that there are going to be people in Philadelphia that are going to be very angry if they lose this game, like very angry, more than you are with the narrative of referees and you know, they cheat like kids cheat in video games, or it's glitching. But if Jaden Daniels wins this game against Jalen Hurts, everyone in Philadelphia is going to say, that's what we wanted Jalen Hurts to be. And I think they turn their backs on him. I think that they get kind of like, you know, well, he's not the guy. Bigger game for the rookie to kind of establish himself as like maybe the fifth best quarterback this early in his career, or bigger game for Jalen Hurts?
Jaden Daniels has many more games like this, you would think.
Right, but like NFC Championship game, rookie year. I know Brock Purdy did it, but not in this fashion.
Yeah, I mean, he got hurt. Remember, in Philadelphia, he got hurt a couple years ago, and he played like a couple of snaps, and then that was it. Yeah, the Eagles are Saquon Barkley's team. Barkley's the guy. He's the straw that stirs the drink in Philadelphia and all that. And if you look at the stats, and I was getting ready for the TV show this weekend, they sent me a bunch of numbers here. If you look at Hurts, Jalen Hurts in his career, when he passes for over 250 yards in the playoffs, I think he's got zero wins. I think the number I saw was zero wins. When he passes for less than 155 yards in the playoffs, I think he's like 4-1 or something like that. He's got some amazing record. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Oh, yeah, here it is. He's 0-3 when he passes for 250 or more yards. He's 4-0 when he passes for less than 155 yards. So he's not the difference maker. But you know how people are, Dusty, in Philadelphia. They're going to – if the Eagles lose at home and it's because of, let's say, the defense melts down and Jalen Hurts doesn't play well, Nick Sirianni is going to be called out again, and you're going to have Hurts. People are going to say he's not the guy. They got to replace him. It's just going to feed the machine. Nick Sirianni has a chance to join Joe Gibbs and Mike Tomlin as the only coaches in NFL history to make the Super Bowl two of their first 4 years. And it doesn't matter because if they lose, it's on, right? They're going to start up they're going to blow into the bugle, and the cavalry is going to come in to attack Nick Sirianni.
So as we sit here on Thursday morning getting ready for these championship game weekends, what do you think it's going to be? Kansas City will be playing who in the Super Bowl this year in New Orleans?
You guys are going to be able to talk all about the Washington Commanders as Philadelphia is going to gag at home and the Chiefs will take on Washington. It'll be the new prodigy, Jaden Daniels, versus the seasoned champion, the great quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, and the new upstart Washington Commanders. I hate that name. It's such a dumb
name. Terrible name. It's an awful name. It's awful uniforms. There's nothing about that franchise that is compelling at all except for the quarterback. But here we sit, right?
I know. It's one of those weird things. I was talking to somebody this week about it. I said, if Washington gets to the Super Bowl, that's going to empower, or I should say encourage, ownership not to change the name. Because I remember the Golden State Warriors, when they kept winning, they were going to change their name to the San Francisco Warriors. And then they kept winning. And so they're like, oh, we can't do that because we're known as winners, Golden State. So Washington gets to the Super Bowl. Are they stuck with that Commander's nickname? Which it just feels like a placeholder. Like it's a temporary name until they can find something better that actually has some razzmatazz to it, which that is just pathetic.
It really is. Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy championship weekend. Enjoy watching the referees help the Chiefs, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Have fun this weekend, guys. Thank you.
Ben Maller brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, and you can catch him, of course, overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. I love the fact that he's like, I got all these facts about the referees, yet people just don't want to believe the facts. They want to believe their narrative, which is, yeah, that's how life works, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm just kind of over it.
Like, yeah, I am too.
It kind of irked me on Monday and Tuesday where it's like, we're really doing this referee. It's like, you know what? If they want to do that, go do it, because I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was probably that same, you know, curmudgeon fan that was like, of course the Patriots are going to win. Like, watch history. So, like, you know, now it's just kind of like one of those things where I'm like, yeah, well, if that's the business they want to stand on, then stand on it.
The difference was with the Patriots, though, we all made the jokes of, you know, what are they spying? You know, are there cameras in the locker room? Like that kind of stuff from a cheating perspective, because they were cheating. The referees are not favoring the Kansas City Chiefs.
I love that he calls him Saquon.
Yeah, there's a casino in L.A. called Saquon.
Oh, so there's meaning behind it. Yeah. I was going to say, there's no way he's botching that name on purpose.
Saquon. Yeah. Big casino out in L.A. If you watch like the Dodger games late at night, come to Saquon Casino, and it's like in the middle of nowhere. It looks like a beautiful resort.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say mentally prepare yourself. No matter what happens, that will be the reason the Chiefs win.
Somebody says, are those Ben Maller chicken fingers any good? Yes.
Oh, hell yes, they're good.
I get the fried ones. You get the grilled ones.
I get the grilled ones. Yeah, with the dry rub on them. Oh, my really goodness. Good. They are phenomenal. The pretzel named after me is great, too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'd ever have like a mixed bag. Like you get like two grilled, two fried.
I would do that.
Rob,
like
you
that.
Listening? You got that idea, Maloney? Let's go.
Yeah, Rob Maloney. Great guy. Thanks for lunch the other day, by the way.
He didn't buy.
Oh, he said he was buying whenever before I left. Okay.
Rob's never reached into his wallet in his life.
Bet you don't say that to his face.
I bet you I would.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Yeah. Good guy.
The best. Guy, yep. He's the best.
Yeah, the it reminds me of like the Riblet chicken finger basket back in the day that Mac used to go goo goo gaga over. Probably still does.
Well, Applebee's are closed now, so I don't know what you're going to do once your girlfriend moves to town. Where are you going to take her for dinner?
Not all of them. There's still, I can still find some.
Are there?
I-70 and 7 Highway in Blue Springs.
Is that one
man?
Still open?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Is that one that still open?
The first one night.
The one in the old mall out there, the Blue Ridge Mall, I guess. Was it the Blue Ridge Mall back in the day on
I-7? The Applebee's were the best.
The Applebee's in the mall. Mm. And then it went away by Silverstein Ice Centers out there. And then that mall went away, and that Applebee's, I think they rebuilt in that parking lot. But that for a while there, it was the only thing that was in that mall was that and then Lucas Duda living in that Walmart parking lot in an RV. Other than that,
Duda,
there was nothing at that mall except the Applebee's.
One of the greatest Denny Matthew names of all time.
It is. Is D-U-D-A.
Lucas Duda, more famously known for throwing the ball a rare at home when Hosmer slid in the World Series. Now the first base for the Royals hitting 212. Duda strikes out 2-0 Twins. Yeah, man, Applebee's. The only thing I can ever get close to their Oreo shake is at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that Chick-fil-A, Applebee's Oreo shake was money.
I mean, I know the song sucks that talks about it, but like,
well, that guy ruined the Cincinnati game.
Oh,
Applebee's, right? He's on a date night.
Yeah, he was a performer at halftime of that Cincinnati playoff game, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and all the JoCo moms were drinking their Chardonnay and dancing, and oh man, it was a glorious scene.
Bury me there.
And then the second half started.
JoCo moms. One radio guy looks for love. He's got a bottle of Kim Crawford and a line out the door.
That's right. Every 45-year-old JoCo mom, divorced or not, is lined up ready to go.
How long have you been divorced? Only 6 months. Here's a rose. Right. Yeah. For sure.
Here's a rose for you.
Yeah. But no,
I think it'd be good. I think we should do that. The Kim Crawford sponsored JoCo mom dating of Dusty.
Oh my God.
Right. Dude, it'd be awesome. I could just see it now. Yeah. Silver minivans as far as the eye could see. Nobody knowing how to parallel park. School zones.
Back window has a portrait of their children, but it's in Star Wars character. There's the door.
Stick figure family on the back. I mean, she's got her Stanley in the car. Yeah. Kim Crawford in the trunk of that silver minivan. Hell rolling down the road in her Toyota Sienna. Mm. Blaring oldies.
Let's go.
It's JoCo mom life right there.
I mean, we got to do something whenever football season's not going on. Yeah.
Is football season ever not going on, though? Because we win the Super Bowl on the 9th. Then we have the parade on like the 10th, 11th or 12th. Mm-hmm. Then it's free agency. It's time. I mean, like the opening of the NFL season is like March 17th-ish, right? Like that's the first day or whatever around the league year. Mm-hmm. That's a month from the time the Super Bowl's over. So it happens fast.
Mm.
From the 816, personal experience, had the Mallard chicken fingers with the Cajun seasoning. They're the best I've ever had.
They're phenomenal. Yeah, they're phenomenal.
From the 913, congrats to Dusty on the upcoming Escalade payment and yoga class tuition.
You know, Mary Beth, I once did the squatting dog. Slider, load away. Beltran, still not in the Hall of Fame. What are we doing?
So he got, 70-some percent of the vote. He's going to get in, right?
Yeah, he needs 75 or 74.5 or whatever it is.
I think it's 75. So how come, like, Beltran, like, I know he's involved in
cheater,
right? Yeah. But they're going to let him in, but none of the steroid guys
We don't know
in.
If he's going to get in yet. That might be the highest he ever gets because relevancy then tends to go down, unless you're obviously Billy Wagner, where somebody was like, guy broke his arm and then threw 100 miles an hour with his other arm. It's like, yeah.
But have you seen the class for next year? There's really nobody.
What are you talking about? Alex Gordon's going to be first ballot. I mean, he's on the ballot, but Cole Hamels, Shinsu Chu. It's all those like mid-range guys.
Mid guys. So I would think if Beltran gets in, right, and he was like at the center of that cheating scandal, remember the Mets fired him as manager because of the cheating scandal and all that kind of stuff.
They hired and fired him in a matter of like 2 days?
Yeah. So
but that doesn't define his career.
No, like, it really doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
Like, I understand why you might want to keep Bonds or A-Rod out because they were like literally juicing in the like midst of their career. Whatever. We have our opinions.
But they were
like,
good before that,
right.
too.
You know? Bonds never even had to do it. But like, who knows if you, I don't know.
He may not have broken Hank Aaron's record, but he would still be revered as one of the greatest players of all time.
Of course. And
well, his voting's gotten big bump each time, 46%, then 57% last year, and then 70%
on the Beltran
vote.
So that's crazy that's increased that much. But he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, like, I know so many people have like a mixed impression of Carlos Beltran, but I always say he was so good, he made it look so easy. There's not like, he was like kind of like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick makes it look easy. Beltran made everything look easy, and it looked like it was always in slow motion because that's how good he was. He is a Hall of Famer.
He was awesome. He was like the last, like, before Bobby Witt Jr., he was like the last Royal athlete that I was like, damn. Like, I mean, Gordon was like, obviously, like, seen as going to be like the next Brett, which is super unfair, and then he ended up being like a Royal, like, legend. But still, like, man.
Yeah, Beltran, you're right. Beltran was that last true superstar that we had on the baseball side. Yeah.
Never forget his opening day in 2008. Isn't that what it was? No, 2003.
The home run in
4.
Oh, four. 2004, yeah.
Mindy Lopez.
That's right.
Made it a one-run game, and then Beltran walked it off.
It was awesome. And that was the highlight of the year, and I'm not kidding.
And I left in the top of the ninth.
That was the highlight of 2004.
the pitcher that gave up the home run, Octavio Dotel.
I believe is
the name of that guy.
Wow, you remember that guy.
And that Mendy Lopez. So, yeah, that's where my, yeah, whatever. I got to watch the fireworks in my back window going off. And I called my dad. I was like, we are never leaving a game early again. Because we left that game, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game, man. That was so much fun. Again, the highlight of the year.
Oh, yeah.
That was the game that forced Joe Carter to quit because he didn't realize how long baseball was.
I'm tired of these damn-ass questions. Anyways, coming up on the other side, don't forget, championship game coverage is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner for your Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, Smash or Pass. We have a new treat this week, so we'll get into that here on Smash or Pass on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Lots of flavors this week. A cheese bag, a chip.
A bologna cake.
Oh, God. That was mayonnaise, wasn't it? Like in between the layers?
So I woke up this morning, right? As you do every day. You get up and you start to figure out what's going on in the world.
Oh, God. Have you seen that to Mac yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's disturbing.
And so there's a Twitter account called @messedupfoods, which you should follow. It is fun. @messedupfoods. And it's just bad food. And today is... it's got to be like 14 layers, a bologna cake. Ugh. Bologna layered in between a mixture of cream cheese and ranch dressing, along with aerosol sharp cheddar cheese and crackers. Bring this to your next party. So I am retweeting that for everybody to see. Bologna cake. Mac, I want your reaction. Mm. Please look at that right now. That is not a question. That is a task and an order. To all please right. look, I just retweeted it, and you can follow them @messedupfoods.
That is revolting.
There's no way.
Yeah,
no,
like the aerosol cheese is like the flowers that would be icing on the cake. And
that's so gross.
It's got to be 13 or 14 different layers. Bologna, cream cheese and ranch, bologna, cream cheese and ranch, bologna. And it like kind of thicker bologna,
very
too.
Thick.
Like, yeah, it looks awful.
T-H-I-C-C thick. Ugh. Ugh. No chance if that's what you got. No chance in hell. All right, so smash or pass. We'll start off with
smash.
Yeah.
You're smashing that cake?
No, I'm passing on that 100%, 1,000%. I do want to start out with some people that reached out to me, to get some plug and get some stuff. So it's Low and Slow. They're smoked barbecue chips.
Ooh, they smell great.
Yeah, the room is. I know you don't eat on air if you want to. Yeah. It's there for you.
I eat and I get the hiccups. Yeah. I just don't want to deal with it. Yeah.
So Mac and I are going to start off with this. Cody's going to come in here and ruin everything.
Yeah, Cody's going to start touching things.
Yeah, he's not going to touch my chip.
No.
But I got the...
Okay, I'm ready.
You want to do the cheese puff first? So this is from... You can get these at Hy-Vee, other grocery stores as well. But this is the puff.
Looks awesome. Smells great.
Yeah,
I would smash awesome. These you know after I mean? The show.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have some. Yeah. I'm going to break that. Look at that beautiful cross section. Right? You know, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Come on.
Smash.
What does that remind me of?
Probably like a smoked Cheeto. Would you dip those in anything?
You don't need to.
You don't need to.
You don't need to, but
these
are absolutely good.
Am I wrong to say if you have flavored chips, you don't need dip? Dip is only for plain chips.
I mean, I'm weird. I did that in cottage cheese, but you don't need to.
I really like these.
What does that remind me of? You definitely get the smoked flavor.
This is one of those chips where you eat one or two, and it's like now three or four, and now we've eaten 50 of these.
Yeah, what happened to the bag?
Mac ate them all.
Yeah. No, they're not bad.
Well, they smell really, really,
really good.
Yeah.
Love smash.
That. Smash
on that. Again, big you can smash. Find these smash. In your grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
Go to Hy-Vee today. Low and Slow. They got the cheese puffs. They actually have like their own variation of a Frito they gave me as well. And then they have the rigid lay.
Okay, see, that's really good. The rigid chips. The rigid. Ruffles have ridges, you know, thing. It makes a difference.
This is where you get your dip, right?
Yeah, this
is
be a
where
dipper.
You get, you know what I mean? You got like the Grand Canyon Valley there in these chips.
So what is this? Is this barbecue? Is this what we're doing?
Okay.
Solid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need dip then.
No. Don't need dip.
Those are good.
Again, would work, but
smash
all day.
Yeah. I go cheese puff over the chip, though.
Really? I think I'm chip.
Like a piece of bologna cake with a side of cheese puffs?
Stop.
No way.
That bologna cake may be the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Lowe. Really good. Very good chips. You've got another Smasher Pass idea. They're now selling bags of Velveeta.
That's exactly right. You heard the Dustman correctly. Okay. Velveeta, for a limited time, has now come out with Velveeta. I guess they're calling them singles, right? And this is from the New York Post, and it's Velveeta wants to make sure that you do not go without having your cheese. The Kraft Heinz Company brand announced a new form of its beloved cheese product, but fans are going to have to act fast to get it. The company is making its way to the condiment aisle with their launch of Vel2Go, which are single-serve, limited-edition packets of Velveeta cheese.
Hell yeah.
And the problem for me is why I am a pass on this one, mm-hmm. because their advertisement is terrible. It's the picture of somebody stuffing a Velveeta single in their back pocket.
Yeah.
So you're going to sit on it, warm up the cheese with your ass, and then put it on your chips? Like, I'm out.
Yeah, the picture, if you're familiar of what the Born in the USA album cover looks like with Springsteen's ass and the hat in the back of it. Same thing, but that bag of Velveeta. So you can just like Capri Sun this thing?
Yeah, it says the on-the-go packets, which will be sold in 3-box lots, each containing 4 pouches of the product, I don't know what that means, will be available for $5.91, but only while supplies last. Velveeta to go. Velveeta single servings. Have you ever been in a spot where you're like, damn, I wish I had a single serving of Velveeta right now?
Yeah.
Has that ever been a need for somebody? Because things get invented because we need them for the most part. Has anybody needed a single serving of Velveeta?
Every day of my life.
No.
Make a little thing of rice, and then you got a little package of Velveeta, you got a little cheese rice.
Cheese? No.
What?
No. I'm out on that.
Throw like a smoked salmon filet over a little thing of cheese rice.
Why not? I want Velveeta cheese on my salmon rice.
Yeah, you make a grilled cheese, but instead of square cheese or cold cheese, you just use that in the middle of the grilled bread. Be ooey gooey delicious.
No,
I smash. I don't need to drink it, but I mean to have a little extra.
I just can't get past the picture of the guy putting it in his back pocket.
Keeps it warm.
And that's the problem.
It's like that gummy bear in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No.
Been in my pocket all day. They're nice and warm.
Nope.
To keep it with the theme of the game, smash or pass, wings or burn-ins?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday. I said, I think wings are the most prominent food in America. Then we started to look and we found some list that had some weird things on there. Like, what was one where we're like, all right, that's not true?
It was like a fish product or something, I thought you said.
It was like miso soup or something. Miso was a top 10 food in America. I'm like, no, it's not.
No. Miso, don't believe that.
Yeah, not a chance. No. We all go to the Japanese hibachis and enjoy them, and everybody gets miso soup there. You're not getting miso soup outside of the hibachi experience, right? You're not just rolling to Hy-Vee today and going, where's the miso at? Like, I think wings are the most prominent food in America. Have you been to a restaurant other than like a First Watch, morning restaurant that doesn't have some sort of wing on the menu?
Yeah, in America, have a wing. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Everybody has wings, so.
Yeah.
The 785. Okay, the 785 did sway me here. Go to McDonald's, get some fries, whip out that single serving Velveeta. Okay, that's not bad.
Somebody says, "Hey Bob, the bologna cake or a Vegemite sandwich?"
Well, I haven't had the Vegemite, but I'll be honest with you. I probably would lean toward the bologna.
I don't know.
And I don't like bologna, and the only ranch I eat is from Smokehouse. And cream cheese I'm fine with, but bologna, cream cheese, and ranch with aerosol cheese, I don't know, man.
I mean, go to McDonald's, like you said, get those fries.
Nathan's fries with the cheese on top is really good.
Yeah, that little side of Velveeta in your back pocket. Yep, and it's already warm.
I think Nathan's may use Velveeta on their cheese. You get that with the little fork, and you can stick it in there. That's really good.
Somebody says, "Who raw dogs Velveeta?" I would. It's that good. Like whenever I'd make the Velveeta shells and cheese, I would fold the package up to get the rest of the cheese out, and then like
my
finish
brother
it
would
off.
Too. Yeah, I always thought it was so gross. Yeah, I didn't like it.
No cheese left behind.
Who's raw dog? People are raw dogging on the flights these days.
Really?
Yes. Lucky. They sit there with no book, no movie, no nothing. They just stare straight ahead for hours.
I thought you were saying like in the bathroom.
No.
Oh, I was confused.
Now, they don't let Velveeta on the plane. That's over your 3 ounces.
There's no.
That's considered liquid.
There's no allergy. You can have that be safer than peanuts on a plane.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We're giving you packets of Velveeta today because Bill's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah. Welcome to America in 2025. Can't have peanuts, bags of cheese.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Coming up on the other side, the playoff matchups and storylines throughout the AFC and the NFC. We'll dive into those on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Five, The Fan.